Well, it's good we got my shirts picked out.
It is good that we got you. Do you want to give us the rundown on your shirts again?
My shirts, well, they're all various.
Tell everybody where you're going.
Okay, I'm going to Cape Fear Comedy Festival this weekend.
Spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. That's kind of what, it's like I just put it up last on the board, but photos slash odds and ends. This is what I wanted to, so this weekend.
So you're starting with odds and ends now.
Should we?
No, I don't care. No, let's fly.
Well,
by
that's
the seat.
Why it's odds and ends. The first part is odd, right? So it's like it's wacky, crazy. You can go wherever it wants, right? So is this pillow okay? Should we move it?
It's okay. I'm just trying to make room for fill you guys in. We're at Jordan's apartment right now.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just plug it right. Oh off
the bat. Yeah, let's get into
guys,
it,
guys. Thanks for joining us. Up your button around the corner. I'm your one of your co-hosts, Sam Evans. Really, Sam Evans.
Really, Sam Evans.
Really, Sam. With me, as always, is Jordan Scott Huggins.
Problematic.
Problematically Twitter handled Juden Huggins.
Juden Huggins, and we are
at your apartment.
Oh, I was going to say, we are up your butt.
Up your butt.
And around the corner.
What's up your butt?
What's up? Plug up your butt.
Plug up your butt. Like, rate, subscribe, leave a review. Special shout out to one fan of the show, friend of the show, very funny comic, Leland Long.
Yeah. Did he message you too?
For sending us our first and only email.
Oh, yeah.
That was so nice and sweet. Leland, I didn't come ready with a song this week, and I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm sure before this episode is over, we will have a new snack recommendation by way of us.
Did he message you as well? He messaged me, and he was like, just listen to the newest pod. Thanks for the shout out. I'm going to soundbite it and play it at my wedding.
Hell yeah.
So thank you, Leland. Now everybody else, get at us.
Yeah. What is? Yeah. Now that Leland's emailed us, we're kind of mad at the rest of you.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think I'm alone in saying this, right, Jordan?
Yes. No.
First of all,
I'm
I want to say to our listeners, thank you for listening, but also
fuck you.
Yeah. Oh man.
This
is rapport.
Yeah.
That's
why you wanted to do it.
And we're not yet back at the studio, which is my apartment.
Uh-huh.
We're not at Carmen's apartment. We are
more like the dudio.
The dude. Fuck you. Why did that get me so much? We're back where we recorded our first long lost episode because I didn't hit
back
record.
Where it all started.
Jordan's apartment.
What if you were also not recording again right now? It's recording, right?
It is recording.
We've both
sure.
checked it like two or three
twice,
times.
Yeah.
Just, it's my apartment.
Jordan's apartment. Wonderful use of space. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Wonderfully decorated apartment, complete with a Himalayan pink salt lamp.
Thank you so much.
What does that do, Jordan?
I don't. Just it's a mood setter.
Okay. Is it Melissa's thing?
It's Melissa's thing.
I've heard it has like special properties. There's like a belief in a holistic effect that it has.
Maybe. I mean, mm-hmm. I just like it's a nice soft light for the apartment at night, which I really enjoy.
Be honest with me. Have you ever?
Yes. I've licked it.
Well, I didn't say that. Well, hand in hand with that, I was going to say, if you're ever out of salt, do you ever just try to chip off some of the old salt lamp?
We're never out of salt. Although we do only use pink Himalayan pink salt or whatever on our food. So now one time we dropped it when we were moving. Mm-hmm. It's a sturdy son of a bitch. We dropped it and a chunk did come off the top, just a small sliver.
Did you put it on a piece of rope around your neck after that?
Yeah, but only after I wrapped it in brass wire. So, we just got these new pillows, too, and a whole new bedspread.
Really?
Oh, you're going to switch. Smart. Okay, yeah.
Well, because right now we're sitting on Jordan's couch, and we're both on a couch, and if there's not, like, an audience looking at you on a couch, it just feels like we're about to lean in and kiss. You know what I mean? Which, don't get me wrong, I'm sure you're a good kisser.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is fun.
My teeth might come off.
All right, so you're going to Cape Fear Comedy Festival.
I am going back to where it all began for us.
Yeah.
But
you and I.
Where we first met.
First met, our great friendship. And we're running through Cape Fear Comedy Festival in beautiful Wilmington,
North Carolina, yeah,
out of the Dead Crow Comedy Room, amongst other venues.
Really great venue. Great little scene.
Great festival.
Great city.
Yeah.
Great Serpentarium.
Great Serpentarium. If you go to the Serpentarium, enjoy the bit about the chemtrails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From Neighbor Gatsy, it's so good. But yeah.
I think we've talked about this before, but both talked about how funny that Neighbor Gatsy bit is about said Serpentarium.
Yeah.
And how much we were both like, I mean, how do you not write a joke about one of the funniest things?
He also just fucking nailed it.
He did.
If you've never been to the Serpentarium, it's in Wilmington. It's actually closed down, I think. The guy died. His wife killed him.
What?
Yes.
Who didn't see that coming?
I know, right? The story goes on, but...
what are the further details of the story?
I don't know much else, but somebody posted in the Wilmington Facebook group, recently, the comedy Facebook group, and I had heard the story a while ago that he died. I didn't quite know how, but they're like in the process of transferring him. Wouldn't it be crazy if she reopened the Serpentarium?
Yeah, and just acted like it was an accident.
Like, I don't even know if she's in jail, but yeah, the guy that was running it, his wife killed him, which is like... Of course, I think you're right. Like she was like, you're actually an alien or something like that. If he was dealing with chemtrails, what was she dealing with?
I can't imagine that he was like an easy person to deal with.
Oh yeah,
like he owns a reptile zoo and also believes in chemtrails. It's like, yes. What's he taking home at night? You know, that's probably a handful.
We all take home our work. Yeah,
yeah.
It would be funny if she also wasn't into it though, and she was just like a normal housewife who just. humored her husband like madman. John Hamm comes home, he's just like, advertising was good today, and he's like, the government's out to get us, and she's cooking and she's like, yeah honey, I know just totally out of it. But going back to Wilmington, and this is one of the things I wanted to, I don't know if I should say it because she told me I'm going down to Wilmington in the hopes of maybe I'm just going to go hang out, and then if I get on some shows, that'd be great. But I posted, I think this is the thing that I want to talk about. I'm not sure, but we're going to go for it anyway.
Okay.
Bring in the hot bits. But I posted in the Wilmington Comedy Facebook group, and I was just like, as the Cape Fear, I was like starting to get my feels, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, as the Cape Fear Festival approaches, first of all, I miss your great little scene. Second of all, just wanted to give you guys a heads up on who the most important comics are that will be performing at the festival this year. Just as a way of like, just so you guys know, this is the people you should really be schmoozing with. First up on the list, James Nichols is a giant piece of shit. Second up, Jordan Matherlicht is a giant piece of shit. Katie Boyle is a sweetheart and a giant piece of shit. Are you noticing a trend? Alicia Camden is actually really nice and funny. Jules Posner, I think, used to be a giant piece
of shit. Alicia Camden escape it?
Jules Posner, I think, used to be a giant piece of shit, but he's very funny and nice. That's all. Again, I do want to reiterate how giant James Nichols and Jordan Matherlicht are as pieces of shit. And that was the whole thing.
And Katie Boyle. Bold stand. Oh, tanks.
All tanks.
Oh, you're too much.
Oh, tanks. If that was just the trend, that was boring. But
no, it wasn't boring for me.
That
I
led
loved
to,
it.
I was having a conversation with the club manager, and she was like, when are you going to come down? And I was like, oh, I know, I totally forgot to apply this year. And she's like, look, if you try and find your way down, and I'll see what I can do. So
that's very nice.
Catching a ride with James Nichols, who's a giant piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
So that's the story of me.
You're leaving today.
I'm leaving in like an hour, baby.
All right. Well, what do we got left?
We're good. We're so good on time.
All right.
I don't want the listeners or you to know that I have anywhere better to be. I only want to be right here.
I wouldn't say James's car is better to be.
We're driving down. We are. It's like 9 hours to my parents' place in Chesapeake, spending the night, and then driving down to Wilmington in the morning.
Oh, so you split it up.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
That's not bad at
all.
It's
not 9 hours to my parents' place. It's like six, maybe. Yeah,
parents,
six.
Dad and stepmom, or mom and stepdad?
Mom and stepdad. Yeah. Now, Cynthia and Michael.
We were running through your shirt selection. We don't really need to run people back through it, but
I think we got
some good ones.
I was just trying to decide which button-up striped shirt to bring.
Yeah.
The green one, or the blue one.
Also, let's put this out as a poll to the listeners.
Oh, I like this.
This is what I go for. And I'm saying this as someone who's currently wearing a polo.
Wait. It's not just a polo, though.
It's an American
Eagle.
I walked polo. Into Jordan's apartment, and he was like, nice polo. I was like, I think it's kind of out of style. He was like, yeah, it's fucking really out of style, and it hurt my feelings.
Also,
I probably won't wear this for the rest of summer, Jordan. And that's upsetting because it's one of, like, four summer shirts that I have.
What's crazy is that you're wearing a very conservative, very, like, nice boy shirt, and you, like, just my one comment is going to talk you out of wearing this for a couple weeks, and yet you were still thinking of getting that unicorn sweatshirt.
Not unicorn sweatshirt. It was flamingos. Unicorn.
Unicorn. I said
I'll post
sweatshirt,
it on the Twitter.
So.
You guys check it out. There is
There is
a hoodie that I keep seeing it pop up too because that's how Instagram ads work.
Yeah.
They fucking track you. And they're like, it's still here and it's still on sale.
Man.
And I'm like, I want it.
Well, you really should. You should text me the photo, and I'll post it to Instagram in the like interim between episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to engage with our fans more.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But I say, if given the choice between a polo shirt and a button-down short-sleeve shirt, always button-down short-sleave. I think it's a better look. I think it looks nicer. I think a button-down short-sleeve can be like a little lighter weight than a polo, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Typically, it breathes better.
But we were also just talking about this before we started recording, that you're a long-sleeve guy.
Mostly.
Even in the dead of summer. Like, at Cape Fear 2 years ago, we would do that. I remember very distinctly, we went to the beach, hot day. We went to the beach, came back, we all changed, and then Sam walks out in fucking sneakers, jeans, t-shirt and a long like a flannel on top of it.
I don't like shorts. I'm not comfortable. I don't feel safe or protected in them. It does. Like pants feel like to a degree armor to me.
Now
I'll do khakis.
That's so funny. What are you protecting yourself from?
I don't know. Just the elements.
Stairs?
Yeah. Also stairs, yeah.
STARE.
And then I don't think a long sleeve shirt is that bad if it's cotton. Kind of lightweight, and you roll up the sleeves. It's totally fine in the summer.
Pretty good. It's breathable, yeah.
Yeah. Get a linen shirt, even.
Now,
this has got to be our most boring podcast.
Just talking about clothes?
Yeah.
This is what people want to hear. They want to hear.
It is. I think that's what they tune into us for, happy boredom. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anyway.
That's so funny, yeah. Yes, that. Now, I have the shorter shorts on right now. I love these. Mid-thigh. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Shorts have gotten shorter in length, which I don't know if I am comfortable with.
Well,
you
I know that.
As we've talked about before, you wear shorts
in the winter. I wear these same shorts all year.
Really?
Whether inside or outside.
I can also tell that you're wearing compression shorts underneath again.
What do you mean again?
You were wearing
them at the
park.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's because I was biking, and I was biking today. I biked over to the work to pick up my check, so.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
God, are we that boring that you're yawning?
I'm sorry. I actually am tired.
What's on the board? We should get into.
All right, we should get into
the meat. First one.
All right. NYC Weeds.
NYC Weeds.
Now this is a Twitter account that Jordan was featured on. What is it? It's just like somebody that runs a blog and they see people reading on the subway.
That is 100% it.
And
that's
they go, what are you reading? Can I ask you about it? Can we feature you in NYC Reads?
And it's a blog.
And
yeah.
It's a blog.
This is back over the winter.
I didn't even know that I followed this Twitter account, but I get on Twitter the other day and guess who I see there? But a picture of Jordan must be midwinter. And this is it's so funny.
It doesn't make me look smart.
But it does to me. And I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but it reads so much like you, and it made me laugh so hard.
Should I read it?
Yeah. I'll be the interviewer, and you read your answers.
All right, let me
to
pull
the
it up.
Question.
You texted me the photo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, I'll just sit next to you because I got it pulled up.
Okay. Yeah. It was
All right, ready? So this is the interview that Jordan had. And don't, like, break character. Right?
Okay,
you gotta sell
I'm
going to
get into it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it goes, how did you come across... the book that Jordan is reading is A Confederacy of Dunces.
Yes.
Which, I'll say, pretentious pick. Okay? Now...
I was reading it on my Kindle, too.
On your Kindle. How did you come across the book?
Oh, that's a good question. I was looking up comedy-related books, and then this is just suggested on a Google search, actually, on like Amazon and stuff. So And I've heard about it. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's time. So, yeah.
I mean, it sounds exactly like it.
He just transcribed it word for word.
All right. So far, what perspective have you gained from this book?
Ooh, perspective. In my own life? Yeah. Perspective. I don't know. So far, it's pretty cool. It's about, it's kind of a cool, well, I'm doing research on the book. I took a break from reading it to read the Wikipedia page. The book is hailed for its accuracy of said, of New Orleans. It's like hailed for its accuracy of its description of New Orleans and of its description of its language. Being from the South, it's kind of cool, given that I like the way people talk. I can hear the voices in my head as I read, which is kind of cool.
Which is just a description of reading. But
the New Orleans Southern drawl. He misspelled it.
Oh, yeah. He says draw. Spelled drawl, draw.
I was saying drawl.
So, you're an idiot, City Reads NYC. Okay, and then I think this is the final question. Would you recommend, and if so, to who and why? And also, that should be to whom.
To whom and why, yes. Yes. For right now, I'm only a chapter in, the forward and the chapter. But so far, it's fantastic. It's great. It's definitely, well, I was looking for a comedy book because I do stand-up, so I was like looking for something like this. But this is a great novel so far. This is so me. It's incredible. But this is a great, like, I'm off book at this point. I know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. This I laughed because your answers are like you're a very smart guy, but oh man, the amount of like stammering and cutting yourself off that you do is so funny.
And Oz, yeah, it's all over the place. I actually love that. I was trying to like make it a joke, but this was in January. It was right after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
This was in January.
I remember you saying something.
And I was like, I tried it on stage a couple times. But I had just made a New Year's resolution to myself to read more. Yeah. And it was like, I'm going to read a book a month. Mm-hmm. And I did like January, February. I didn't do March, but I finished. But I actually, ironically, didn't finish that book, but I finished another book in January, February. And so this was the first day that I was committing to this thing. I'm on the train.
So self-conscious.
And comes out and he's like, oh my God, you're reading. That's so great. Can I interview you for my blog and podcast? And I'm like, well, I'm done reading now. Are you kidding me? this is all we want to do when we,
yeah.
I just want to get noticed.
Yeah, I get it.
And then
sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, you go.
I was just going to ask, what books have you read?
Oh, what books did I read?
Can I tell you this? My goal also was to read a book a month this year.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I didn't finish it for April yet, and today is May 2nd, but I'm almost done. So,
what books have you read so far?
I have a note on my phone. I'm so sorry. We'll cut out this dead air.
I know one of mine. I know, first of all, we never cut out dead air, even though you did censor me last episode.
Yeah.
You bleeped me out.
You challenged me. You said I wouldn't. I knew I would.
I'm surprised you remembered. What books have I read? I was on a tear reading through, January I read Me Talk Pretty One Day, and then February I read I'm Dying Up Here.
Okay.
Yeah, and then before that, I was like reading through, I was like kind of on a tear through the Game of Thrones saga.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
I read Being Mortal by Atul Gawande.
That's a foreign name. I'm not into it.
I read Annihilation by Jeff Vandermeer.
Oh, yeah. And you were the one that got me excited about the movie.
Yeah. And I still haven't seen the movie.
Oh, my God.
You liked it.
It is fucking, it's one of the best movies I've seen in the last 5 to 10 years.
Oh, I gotta see it. I just read What I Talk About When I Talk About Running by a guy, Haruki Murakami. So good, that nonfiction book by him. He's normally a novelist, that I picked up another nonfiction book of his called, okay,
I'm sorry.
George,
I yawned.
Not even to be mean too. It was like a genuine yawn.
Genuine.
I picked up another book by him called Underground, which is about terrorist attacks by a cult in Japan on the subway system.
You were telling me about this
while
we were on the subway.
Yeah. It's good. And then I also got halfway through Frankenstein, so I gotta finish those two, but I'm doing pretty good. If I finish both of those, I'll be on track.
Okay.
For a book
okay,
a year.
Cool.
Yeah. Alex Stone, friend of the podcast, 30 years old. For his 30th birthday, he was like, I want to read 30 books, and he fucking did.
Holy
30
shit.
30 books in a year. It's pretty impressive.
That is actually great. Yeah.
To meet the deadline, I think he did listen to 2 or 3 audiobooks, but I'll give it to him.
Okay. Well, that does not.
Two or three.
I'm actually a big fan of audiobooks. Listen to, not only did I read all the Harry Potter books multiple times, but I listened to them on audio because they're narrated by Stephen Fry, and he does an incredible job with the voices. He's so good.
Yeah. It feels like your dad reading to you.
Yes, yeah.
Your British dad.
My gay British dad.
Wait, is Stephen Fry gay?
Oh, yes.
I've never listened
to him.
He's
very gay, yeah.
Just kidding. NYC Reads is off the board!
The next one?
I just wanted to talk about hanging,
slanging at the bar?
Coming to see you at the bar.
Man,
Jordan.
That was a really fun hang.
Jordan Tech, we...
Now it feels like we're just bragging about...
Well, can I tell the story how we got there? Because that's a very fun story that I want. I still want to try this on stage, even though I do think there's some problems, and maybe I could sound it out with you. So me and friend of the show, Casey McGowan.
Is this about the ride?
Yes.
I wrote it down. Do you want to read it real quick?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say it out loud when we get to that part.
Okay.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, me and friend of the show, Casey McGowan, are on Good For You Saturday night.
It was a good show.
Very fun. Connor Cregan is there as well, and so is Lucian Formicella. And the four of us are like, let's go up to Jordan's bar, and then a bunch of other people actually ended up showing up. I thought... It was one of those rare nights where you're like, I'm going to go here. You should come too. And you think all your friends are going to bail. And then like,
which they normally do.
Yeah. And then two separate groups also came. That's what made that hang so fun.
Every time somebody else walked in, I lit up because it was such a dead night.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you guys and then like the bartenders and service from across the street, I would have murdered myself in the bar. I would have taken a nice pick and
no longer sweet leaf, bitter sweet leaf. I'm sorry.
I can't believe that got me.
Okay, so the four of us, me, Connor, Casey, Lucian.
Yeah, actually, Connor, Casey, Lucian, and myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I.
And I.
You know what? This is getting in the way. We take a lift up to your bar from Williamsburg. I have never had this happen before. I don't know if you've had it happen.
Connor said
it's multiple times, but I get a text, and it says the lift driver's on the way. Your lift driver is deaf or hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't call them. Only text and let them lead you in communication. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Casey had the funniest reaction to it. I showed it to him. I was like, have you ever seen this? And he was like, no, what does that mean? I was like, it means he's deaf. And he goes, oh, good. Which he meant like, oh, good that they're working. Anyway, this guy pulls up.
I like that in Casey's world. Anybody with a disability does not work.
Car pulls up. Connor notes right away that there are multiple dents in the side of the car. I'm like, whatever. I've seen a dented car before. It's not a big deal. I'm sitting shotgun. The three of them are in the back seat. This guy is, and he is like full on deaf.
Yeah.
He's like, no. And I know that's insulting, but it's fucking exactly what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Nice guy. But he does have on in the center dashboard a large iPad. Just streaming the Yankees game. It's Yankees Angels, and in his
strike
defense,
two already.
In his defense, we should have like been like, oh no, thank you, or like because that is like we knew that he was watching baseball. While
even if you have all of your senses,
exactly,
it's not a good thing to do. Yeah,
you're already down one, and you're just rolling the dice with the most. You're not gonna smell your way onto the freeway. You know,
it's also not even. This is a mid-season game, right? Arguably,
it's not even heating up.
It's not an important game.
Which I do feel bad for him in the sense that, like, most like Lyft drivers just listen to the radio or a podcast or something, you know, and that's how they pass the time. But it's like, I'm sorry, man, you can't. Just because you can't hear that doesn't mean you get to watch baseball. Anyway,
we're
all just like, whatever. And then we're driving. He turns to go over the Pulaski Bridge, which is from Brooklyn into Queens. And as he takes this left turn, and this lady is in the crosswalk, she has the right of way. The signal's going. I admittedly was like, watch out, watch out. Not until I'm screaming do I realize that he can hear. I also start waving my hands. He fucking, like, this woman did, like, a hand plant on the hood of his car and, like, pushed herself
off. Now we know where the dents came from.
She's, like, screams. And I, like, turn around to Casey. I'm like, is she okay? And he was like, yeah, she's fine. But it was like, fuck it. And we're all just silent. And he, like, keeps driving across the bridge. We're, like, super tense. Nobody's saying anything. And then cut just the fucking, like, 5 or 10 seconds later, this guy just, in his deaf voice, is just like, "Can you believe that idiot?"
Oh, my God.
He's being an asshole. And it was his fault.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. And he goes so far. This woman, also, just so you know, was holding an umbrella, not carrying a purse. But he goes so far as to hold his hand like
he's carrying a purse
on his shoulder. He's like, "No, look at me."
Oh, my God.
This is the guy
that
we're
dealing. Fucking dick.
Yeah. And, of course, that's a car full of betas. They're just like, "Huh, yeah."
Car full of betas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, like, so crazy. You know what I mean?
I'm glad we waited. What I titled this story as, I wrote down.
Yeah.
I'm glad now we can say it now because it's redeemable, because that guy is an asshole, man.
Yeah.
I labeled it Gabwide.
And he did reiterate when he dropped us off, like, we were getting out. We're like,
"Oh yeah, you guys mentioned this." Yeah,
and he goes like, "Tell me about that idiot."
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, so, and I want to talk about it on stage, but it's so, you can't do that story without doing the deaf voice.
Polarizing. You got to do the deaf voice, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the key, the key is establishing that he's an asshole, right? So it's like, I'm not making fun of you because you're deaf, I'm making fun of you because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like.
But I feel like I've heard that.
I made fun of your shirt because it's you. I don't make fun of everybody in an American Eagle shirt.
Yeah.
Out loud.
But I feel like the problem is that the whole angle of the bit is, even though he's disabled, he's still a piece of shit. But I've heard that
too, yeah.
As a bit before, you know what I mean? So even though it's like a good story, if that's the angle, it seems a little.
I always go back and forth on it. I go back and forth because I'm like, yeah, he's a piece of shit. I mean, you don't need to necessarily go with that angle, though. It's just, it can be its own thing where, like, you're like, this is a crazy car ride, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I need to tell you about this crazy car ride. It starts out and the guy's deaf or whatever. So yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad.
I think a key is to use the phrase "you people" a lot. But anyway, that was our ride. So then we get to the bar, and
You get to the bar. Yeah,
that probably upped the enjoyment of the hangout because we were all like, "Oh, we're alive," you know.
Yeah, well, looking back on it, that story of, like, every crazy night starts out like that.
Yeah.
You know, every crazy night. It wasn't even that. It was a pretty tame night. It was just a fun hang.
It was a fun hang.
You guys all came to the bar.
Came
Who was
the
there?
Bar.
You, Connor, Lucian.
Casey. That's the first wave.
That's the first wave. And then
the second wave.
Amy,
Eric. Sheen.
Jeff Sheen. Not Derek Sheen.
Jeff Sheen. And, Amy, Eric, and Shane came, and then Sheen came with Robert Dean.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It was a good group.
It was a good
group. Crew.
That's crazy. Were any of them at Good For You?
Everybody was at Good For You.
Oh, they were all at Good For You. Was Shane on the show as well?
No, he just came to hang out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was good.
Shane got ripped.
Man.
He didn't remember a portion of that night. It was pretty funny.
That was the first time I really, like, met him.
Yeah.
And
I know. You guys had a great time shitting all over your boy.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Gabwide.
Gabwide.
Hanging and slanging her off the board.
Yeah. We went to the diner. We were up late. I got to tell you, I went in Sunday. Saturday night was the best night I've had at the bar since I started working there.
Yeah.
It was really, really good tips.
You told me you bought me dinner afterwards. Chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then Sunday, man, I was fucking... I don't think I woke up till 2.
Really?
And I turned around at 3:30 and I had to go to work. So, what else we got up there?
The only thing else that we got is where I slept, which I believe is your suggestion.
Yeah. Well, why do you say it like that? Like, you don't want to do it?
No, I don't know.
I'm getting a lot of resistance from you.
Okay, all right. Well, I feel like we should have talked about, because it's from another story from Cape Fear, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm harping on it too much.
We grouped this wrong.
We did.
It's okay.
If we were working on this over a couple nights in different sets, we could group it differently. But, it's funny to me because I was like, I think back on Cape Fear 2016, and it was, like, so fondly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but where I slept, I went down. Melissa's grandparents own a condo. I've never told Melissa this. Mm-hmm. Remember what we did at the end of the weekend to the condo?
I can't remember.
It sounds bad, but it's not bad. I didn't stay. I ended up, they were so gracious and
I didn't stay do a quick 20-minute live-in? You like ruffled up the shit. That's right. Remember, you gave me a ride to the airport.
Yeah, it was like me, you, and maybe even Courtney or somebody was with us.
Yes, it was me and Courtney because we were on the same flight.
Yeah, and so we went back to the apartment. I ended up staying at the compound all weekend.
Yeah,
and so briefly, I would just say that I didn't stay in the condo, but they have a gorgeous condo right down by the water. I didn't stay in it all weekend. Despite it being an awesome spot, because I wanted to crash at the compound with everybody. They just rented this compound, or like, I don't know, giant hostel. It was like two or three historic houses and then a big performing art space with like a theater. It was a cool little spot. Yeah. And then so all the comics ended up crashing there. And so I wanted to stay there. And so what I ended up doing instead was like slowly talking myself into sneaking onto it, because I didn't pay for that either. And so I got there, and then I was like, I'm gonna stay in the house.
This is just a story of you robbing people blind.
Yes. Yeah it is. As you're picking your nose, you fucking
I don't pick my nose on this podcast.
So I just ended up staying, and it's just funny to me looking back on it, because the room I ended up taking was a pretty nice room.
Uh-huh.
It was so nice, in fact, that it was reserved for the headliner of the festival, Dusty Slay and his...
which I think they had someplace else to stay, right?
His partner. They came over, though. They ended up staying there.
Oh, did they?
So they just got there. I think he was headlining the second night, so he showed up like... He didn't show up the first night like we did.
And then you slept with him and his
But they
girlfriend.
Asked me to move out, and then I ended up having to crash on a bed in Richard Douglas Jones's room, who was a fucking terrible snorer. Yeah. It was so bad.
Mm. Well, poor you.
I wish I
You wish you hadn't done the story?
I wish I hadn't told the story.
It's okay, man. We should get into basketball, you and I.
Oh, because of my jersey?
Yeah. Also, I was thinking today about how much I like the NFL, but how, like, the NFL is just full of, like, just piece of shit owners
and piece of shit players.
Some piece of shit players, yeah.
That reminds me, though, one of my favorite. Did you just throw your booger in a corner of my.
In my defense, I threw it behind the kitty litter box. So it's how bad could it be?
You should have thrown it in the kitty litter box.
You're right.
A booger.
Okay, Jordan. Now, let me begin the part of my three-part apology. Jordan, I'm acknowledging that what I did was wrong. I shouldn't have thrown the booger in the corner.
Okay.
Sometimes I do that at my own house, which is a peek into how fucked up I am as a person. It was a hurtful thing to do. I apologize for it. I will work hard in the future to not repeat that behavior. It's going to be hard for me because picking my nose is something I can do mindlessly. Do you ever... You know what's weird is I pick my nose a lot.
I pick my yam.
I don't ever stop to think about where I am when I pick it. I know I'm by myself usually or with somebody who they're in. They can't escape. It's got to be on the train a lot.
Pick it in your nose on I don't do it in public. When I drove, I did it in my car
all the time.
All the time.
I tried that as a joke once where I'm like, anytime somebody's like, I saw you driving the other day, I'd be like, no, you were picking your nose.
Just immediately defensive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Are we done?
No. I was going to wait out the silence with you.
We didn't have anything else on the board.
I know.
A couple of odds.
Feels like I want to keep going, but.
I do too. We could cut out some of the silence here. Don't worry.
We could, yeah.
I'll edit it so we look cool.
But I think what makes us redeemable and likable is that we're so real, you know?
Yeah, real boring. you had any good meals and a good.
Oh, have
God,
I?
That's depressing.
You know what I did the other night? Got off work Sunday night. Melissa was out of town all weekend, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta get, I gotta get dinner for myself." Hmm. I really treated myself.
What'd you treat?
I stole some scotch from the bar.
Oh, nice!
And then what did I do? I got halal cart.
Oh,
lamb over rice with the white sauce, hot sauce.
Favorite for me.
Half gallon of milk.
Yeah.
Thing of cookies.
Ugh.
It was great.
That's a fucking meal.
Didn't even get to the scotch. It's still in the freezer.
Yeah, of course not. You ate all that and you were like, well, I'm going to pass out now. I did, before Alex lived in New York, Alex Stone, friend of the pod, fan of the pod, former guest, he came to visit me, and I was walking dogs then, and he was like, I'll just go with you and walk dogs for a while today. So we walked like two or three dogs, and I was like, I'll show you my favorite lunch halal cart. And truthfully, it is the best in the city.
Really good, yeah.
It's on the corner of 8th and 23rd. This woman, she's so sweet, and she just makes great halal. And I got it, one for me, one for him, and we're eating it, and he's like, this is good, you're right. I was like, I know, man. He's like, you eat all of this? Okay, fuck you. You know, I don't take you to my favorite halal spot, and you fucking and judge me,
insult me like
for
that.
The
yeah, yeah.
amount, because let me tell you this, I did eat all of it frequently.
Did he not?
No, he like got halfway through and he was like, I'm very full.
Oh,
like,
it is a lot of food, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let it beat me, you know?
What, are you going to reheat halal? You're fucking gross. it's not a reheatable food.
We're talking
about it enough that I'm going to get it after this.
I know. I'm so hungry right now, but I'm waiting because I'm really excited for the fast food James and I are going to get on the way down.
Oh, sure. You should. Now, let me tell you this. If you're that hungry, though, and especially like leaving at 5 o'clock, you need to get some sort of snack to satiate you.
Yeah.
Because if you're leaving at 5 o'clock, it's going to take you a while to get out of the city.
Well, we're actually leaving from Secaucus.
Oh, you're taking the train from Grand Central to Oh, that's
Penn
smart.
Station, and then because his parents drove his car down to Secaucus, so we're doing that. Yeah.
Oh, where is James from?
He's from Hempstead. He's like from upstate New York somewhere.
Okay, that's good. I would still recommend get yourself a
little snacky poo.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I may pick something up.
What fast food are you excited to eat on the road?
Bojangles. Oh.
Oh, but that won't be until tomorrow.
We won't
tomorrow.
Hit it for a while, yeah.
Bojangles is so good. My cousins introduced me to Bojangles when I was like 17 or 18.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, y'all have Bojangles?
From North Carolina.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's the name of the city that your mom's from?
She's from Scotland Neck. My cousins lived in Rocky Mount.
Oh, that's right. Rocky Mount. Scotland Neck, Rocky Mount.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. Your mom's well-traveled.
She's well-traveled.
And I don't just mean I'm not going to insult her. I was going to make a sex joke. But
like worldly? Well, I do know.
No, I meant like, and I don't just mean in bed.
Go ahead. I dare you to call my mom a slut, Jordan.
I don't want to.
To do that.
I love you so much. I know
you.
I'd love her, your
I'm
mom so
bash
much.
Bash your brains in with your own Himalayan pink salt lamp.
Bring a nice, lovely red hue to that.
Oh, man. Oh, can I tell you a funny story?
No, we're done.
From the show at Rar Bar last night, the weekly
show
that I run with Patrick, friend of the pod, fan of the pod. We were at the show last night. Bartender Bobby, great guy, loves the show. I was opening, talking, and I just pointed out like just the stuff that they have on the wall. And I was talking about, why do restaurants have stuff on the wall? And then Bobby pointed out that they have just a decorative old wine press sitting out on the bar purely for decoration.
A wine press?
Yeah, it's like a barrel. Like, you put the grapes in, it's in a barrel, and then you screw down a top that goes down in, and it presses the grapes.
Oh, okay.
It's like an old antique thing.
I think I saw it.
And Bobby goes, this is just for show. And then he goes, actually, no, it's not. And then he reaches up. There's a handle on the top where you're supposed to screw down the lid. But the handle is just a lead pipe. And he just pulls it out of the wine press. He's like, this is what I'm supposed to use if anybody tries to rob us or start some shit. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. It's like, that's what I was told in training.
My God.
You got a lead pipe. You got a panic button under the bar. You got the number of a cop that lives down the street.
Is there really a panic button?
Yeah, there's a panic button. Holy lot of places have panic buttons. Yeah.
My place doesn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you work?
Yeah.
That you know.
Actually, we do have a panic button, but it's just that whoever's behind the bar going, panic! Panic!
The YMCA where I worked had a panic button. And then also the office I work in now, one time there was a report. Nothing happened, but there was a report of a guy brandishing a gun somewhere around the Dumbo area in Brooklyn. And so we just have like a key card scanners to get in that normally shuts off between the hours of 10 and 6. And you can just walk in, but they just switch that on.
Keep everybody
safe, you know.
I am not at Viacom anymore, but I was there long enough to do the biannual fire. It was like a 30-minute thing.
Biannual or semi-annual?
Biannual, twice a year. Semi-annual, every half year.
I thought biannual was every 2 years. And semi-annual was every half
That's
year.
That's the thing, right? You can do bi-weekly, which could mean twice a week or every other week, right?
I thought bi-weekly meant every other week.
Well, I just grew up wrong, then, I guess.
Because a biweekly paycheck is every 2 weeks.
A bi-monthly, you get paid bi-monthly. Bi means twice, right?
No.
God, we are boring.
I do want to get to the bottom of this, though.
I do, too. If you know it.
Okay, so for this episode, talk about your preference for a polo or a button-up short sleeve. And then also explain to the two idiots the difference between bi and semi.
Oh, no, no, no. Bi-monthly just means you fuck both months, right?
Fuck you. Yeah, I'll fuck any month. I'm paying monthly.
I'm bi-monthly in the sense that I only fuck twice a month.
Two different kinds of months. That was dumb. And
I know. I'm so sorry.
What were we talking about a second ago?
We were talking about getting robbed.
Oh, getting robbed. Panic buttons.
Panic buttons.
Yeah. Oh, but before that, we were talking about Bojangles, fast food that you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
On the trip. Because Bojangles won't come until tomorrow. What are you going to get tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. Everything that I'm missing, the only things that I miss aren't in the city. Everything, well, that's how it works. That's how missing something works.
But usually I'll go, because there's two fast food chains that I love that there's not a lot of in the city, are Wendy's and Taco Bell.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Man. Uh-huh. Wendy's would be good. I'm a big fan of Arby's.
Yeah, Arby's is good. People dog Arby's. It's not bad.
Arby's is great.
Yeah, it's really good. I like a big beef and cheddar. I think the fries are fantastic.
The fries are some of the best, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's a very underrated part of the menu, but 4, 5, and 6, or 1, 2, and 3, they're like back-to-back. Three sandwiches, the market fresh sandwiches, are really, really good.
Oh, like a turkey sandwich or like a roast beef? Yeah,
it's like turkey bacon ranch.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man, they're super good. They're like, to me, they're fresher and better than like a good deli sandwich.
Uh-huh.
So.
Wow.
Which, coincidentally, that sounds delicious right now.
Ugh.
I may.
Maybe. Go to Arby's. Is there one nearby?
Is there one by Penn?
I'm not going.
It might be. There's one by Penn Station, I think.
I'm going all the way over to Penn. I am going to eat after this, though.
Yeah.
I've been good so far today, though.
Have you?
I got to try to stay on track. Fruit smoothie this morning. Are you on like a diet? Or? Had a apple, clementine, and a salad. Feel pretty good.
Clementine, that's solid.
Rice cake.
I meant to tell you also, I'm switching it up from, rice cake. I only like them if they're caramel, though. So.
Really? I only like them if they're white cheddar.
Oh, I do like the white cheddar. I can't say no to any food.
Yeah.
I meant to tell you that I'm unemployed now. Well, fun employed. I'm working the job. But I think I got a job lined up in Dumbo.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What job? With whom?
I interviewed with him before backstage.
Okay.
And it's just like editing casting calls and stuff. But Matt Levy's fiance, Anna, works there. So I'm hoping it works out. I'm like waiting to hear back. But
I love that. Is he going to be freelance full time? What do you think?
Full time.
Full time.
Full time, baby.
You and me can get lunch together.
Oh my God. That would be great, right?
That would be great.
We could record an episode on our lunch breaks.
Ooh, the lunch break app.
Yeah.
We could work on bits.
We could work on bits. You know what we still haven't done that we said we were going to do?
Hmm.
Go to Olive Garden.
You're right. It's because I use that gift certificate.
You bitch!
I know.
I knew that was the reason, but that's also totally okay because
we can
gift
just
card.
Go. And
I would love to just go.
I know. Maybe let's set that as like a prize for ourselves for eating better. I mean, we've already talked about how you're about to cram fast food.
Oh man, I'm gonna come back so bad. Remember that restaurant we had at in Wilmington? That like it was like a brunch place, and a bunch of comics met there in the morning.
It was really good.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back there.
That place is the tits.
That place is good. Like, what I really want is like biscuits and gravy. Sausage gravy.
Biscuits and gravy is the best breakfast. I mean, it's the most unhealthy.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, dude. Because it's fucking biscuits.
I can't even defend it. Yeah.
Biscuits are like butter, white, enriched, like not enriched, just the whitest, like purely carb, glutinous. Butter enriched flour.
Yes, yeah.
And then it's essentially the gravy is a bread sauce because it is made from a roux, which, if you don't know, a roux is butter and flour that you cook together to take the raw edge off the flour, and then you add a whole lot of cream and or chicken stock, and then you put in your sausage, or you can put your sausage in first. It is super good and so not healthy.
My mouth is watering right now.
I know, mine is too. Ugh, God, don't you hate how much of a fucking dog you are? I hate it. Oh, I wish I was more of like a intelligent, rational being.
I know.
Just
so driven by
Yeah.
I had a really, really dog moment the other day when I was eating halal. I ate so much that I ate so quickly I got the hiccups.
I do that all the time. But halal, I think that's also, I get that with spicy food too.
That does happen. Yeah, yeah.
I love spicy food, but I just want to eat it all right away. And if you eat spicy food too fast, you'll get
hiccups
so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I hate having the hiccups.
I just
what's your go-to method for getting rid of the hiccups?
I breathe
bah!
In.
Ah! Mine's to scare it out of you.
That kidding. Was good. I wish I just had you around all the time when I get hiccups. I get hiccups a lot, too. That's a good one. You got a good scare voice. You definitely, somebody just shit their pants while they're listening to it. Oh, man.
That's not even how I like to get rid of
it. Mine's a lot more calm.
What
do
you
do? Breathe in for 10, hold for 10, breathe out for 10.
Really?
I just keep doing that.
See, I do breathe in as much as you can, not like hold a deep breath, but you like breathe in and then like hold it. So, like it's got to be a big enough breath that like nothing can move in your chest cavity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more like less about holding your breath and more about like forcing the motion of the hiccup out.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
That
yeah.
Makes sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like your hiccup's like, hey, can I hang out in here? And you breathe in to be like, there's no fucking room. No room in this bar, hiccup. Get out.
That's good. There's no room in this diaphragm. Yeah. I hate to do it, bud, but I think
you
I got to
go.
I got to go.
Where are we sitting at right now? I feel like we came at a good click. Oh, yeah. We're good.
Are we good?
We're good.
We got it.
All right, guys. Thanks again. This has been the episode. I mean, Jordan's just already put his phone down. He's just so resigned to abandoning you to whatever you want to do. Listen, this was a short one, but you guys are great. I do want to reiterate, just like and subscribe if you like this, and get after us online. We're at Up Your Butt Pod on Instagram and Twitter, and also upyourbuttpod@gmail.com. Jordan, say goodbye.
Bye. I love you guys, idiots.